The US has a reputation for dragging its feet when it comes to taking steps to counteract global warming. But later today, the Environmental Protection Agency will be unveiling details of a plan to cut CO2 emissions from power plants. It'll aim to reduce the levels recorded in 2005 by nearly a third by the year 2030. Joanna Bostock asked Volker Krey at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis near Vienna for his reaction to the plan.
From my perspective, 30% by 2030 definitely goes into the right direction. That's about the level required to be on track with, let's say, ambitious climate targets. However, it will be very important how this is achieved, because if you think more long term, there will be larger infrastructural adjustments necessary to really go to close to zero emission levels, in particular in power generation, by mid-century, that is by 2050. And therefore, if it's only about switching from coal to gas, that will not be sufficient to be on track with this more stringent mitigation efforts that would be required in the long term.
Can you explain that a bit further then with the switching from coal to gas and why that isn't sufficient?
Yeah, when switching from coal to gas, specific emissions per kilowatt hour of electricity generated can be cut by 50% or more. So given that in the U.S. a substantial share of power generation comes from coal, if that is switched over to natural gas, that would be roughly in this ballpark of 30% reduction overall. Now, one has to have a strategy how to go much further with specific emissions afterwards. And this would either require a transition to carbon capture and storage that could be combined with natural gas or coal, so that the fossil CO2 emitted from this power generation would be captured and then geologically stored, or transition to renewable energy sources for power generation or nuclear energy.
So what you're saying is it remains to be seen in the implementation as to whether the United States really changes the way it produces energy, or whether it's just kind of almost like a cosmetic reduction.
Yes, in particular against the background of the shale gas boom that we've seen over the past few years in the U.S. that has already resulted in switching from coal to natural gas because it is a cheaper fuel under the U.S. circumstances right now. In addition, one has to take systemic effects into account. If there is leakage of methane in the production of the natural gas, in particular from shale gas, as reported at least for a number of fields in the U.S. So these emissions upstream could actually compensate or overcompensate the reductions in emissions in power generation.
Taking a critical look at U.S. plans to reduce CO2 emissions, Joanna Bostock was speaking to Volker Krey at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis near Vienna.
FM4 Reality Check.